CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.
Nonetheless, it is 10:16 right here on In Season with Sake. I am no longer alone in studio. I'm joined by the ever so beautiful and graceful Sis Nokwaz with regards to unlocking everything business, right? It is hashtag unlocked with Nokwazi. You are back. You're beautiful as always.
Oh, thank you. How are you? I am fantastic. I am blessed. I'm highly favored.
Oh, yes.
I now hope the viewers are great. Hello, viewers. How are you doing this morning? Ready to take over the world and impose the mind and the will of Christ in the marketplace?
Sure.
Yeah, and so excited to be back. And, you know, big ups to all the listeners of CCFM 107.5, the most extraordinary radio station in the world
that is
changing the lives of so many people across the continent.
Yes, changing lives for good. And you're also here to help us with that vision.
Yeah.
Now, today, in the same breath, you know, our topic for today is, you know, vision for your business, the faculty of perception. And I know that today you want us to open up just like last week to the listeners so that they can write in and tell us the vision for the business. Before we can start with regards to, you know, understanding the importance of a vision for one's business, do you have some sort of opening statement with regards to this topic?
Wow, where do we start? It is the faculty of perception, right? I want everyone listening to the show to ensure that you step out in boldness, in greatness, and see yourself the way the Lord Almighty, Yahweh Elohim, sees you. We have to see what God sees in our life and hear what God is saying, because the faculty of perception, this is what vision is, Sasaki, right? It's the ability to see things as they should be, not as they are.
Sure.
This is why this is about boldness. It's about understanding who you are in Christ and start to see what he is saying. When he is saying that you are worthy to go and build a billion-rand enterprise, stop speaking against your blessing. Stop speaking against what God has called you to do. Start stepping out in boldness and saying, if that is what he is telling you to do, he has placed it inside of you, everything that you need to step out into that boldness. You know, the faculty of perception is the ability to be able to see things based on the future. It's a future reality. It doesn't exist. I get the fact that you're looking around your room and you're thinking, how can I possibly go and build a billion-rand enterprise?
Yeah.
How can I possibly be called in ministry? How can I possibly be called to go and work in a big corporate institution? Who am I? God, when he speaks, it's as if he's speaking to himself. He says in the book of Jeremiah, he's like, Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. This is what the Lord Almighty does in the greatness, in the mightiness, in the sovereignty of who he is. He's telling Jeremiah, like, listen, this is the value proposition of your life.
Come on.
This is the problem that you are here to solve in the marketplace, in that season, in that year, in that moment. He tells him, it's inside of you. He says, that's the value of what you are going to give to the world, which is being a prophet to the nations.
Sure.
The same way that God has told each and every one of us, when we come to him, he's the maker, right? He tells you your purpose. He tells you, why are you on earth? Why did I make you? Why do you exist? Why do you have these abilities and these skills and this that he's placed inside of you? And because he is God Almighty, and he's God all by himself, he's the only one being El Shaddai to be able to unlock it and to be able to ensure that that he's placed inside of you doesn't go to waste. This is why when we started the show, we talked about unlocking the mindset of an entrepreneur. We're saying that we need to change and transform our minds and to go back to start dreaming again. to go back and start hoping again.
Yeah.
To go back and start believing again. Sure. To go back and start seeing, God, what do you see in me? Mm. What is it? Why am I on earth? What am I here to solve in this marketplace? And that is the vision. That's what we're talking about today. Yeah. The faculty of perception. So in the book of Jeremiah, he gives Jeremiah the value proposition. But Jeremiah, just like all of us, he sits and says, but God, yeah. But I cannot speak. All we see is our limitations.
Sure.
Oh, but God, I didn't finish up my matric. Oh, but God, I failed in my marriage. How can you use me? Oh, but God, I didn't make it through that tertiary education qualification that I was so passionate about. Oh, but God, my business failed. Mm. Oh, but God, I lost that contract.
I'm not
oh,
connected.
But God, I didn't get that funding.
Yeah.
Oh, but God. And he's saying, listen, I have called you to be a business and entrepreneurship prophet to nations. I have called you to go and build a ministry. I have called you to go and build a billion rand enterprise that will impact communities across the African continent. Mm. Who are we to question El Shaddai? Who are we to question when he talks and he says, this is your value proposition on earth? And he says to Jeremiah when he's doing the correction, like he's spoken to all of us, and he says, do not say, I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you.
Yeah.
Whatever I command, you shall speak. God is saying, listen, you're not doing this thing in your own strength.
Come on.
You're doing it in knowing who you are in me. In me you live. In me you have your being. I will give you the empowerment through the Holy Spirit to do what you cannot do in your own strength.
Yeah.
Nokwazi plus God cannot fail, but Nokwazi alone can fail.
Yep.
Ay, 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 entrepreneurs, sure. Do you understand that when he says it's a vision, it's the faculty of perceiving and seeing the way that he sees it? He says, do you not perceive it that it is a new season for you?
Come on.
He says, I am the Lord that makes rain. I am the Lord that creates, you know, spaces in the dry wasteland. Why would you question what I'm capable of? And this is why he said to the Israelites, they say, we shouldn't do this. Do not limit the Holy One of Israel. When he says, go and build that business, go and build that business, entrepreneur. When he says, go into ministry in the boldness of what God has called you to do. And so Jeremiah says, okay. And he does something on Jeremiah. But what I want to do is fast forward a few scriptures after that. And this is what happens in Jeremiah in 11. He asks him a question and says to him, Jeremiah, what do you see? So God gives you the value proposition of your life, of your business, of what you ought to do with yourself, what problem you're solving in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And then he tells you what the assignment is, that you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. So the assignment of your life is crystal clear. But before the assignment, this is why we're here, to discuss the pattern, the formulas that work. Because we're taking these formulas from the Word of God. And he says, what do you see? Mm-hmm. You don't pursue until you see what God sees.
Come on.
What business are you building if you haven't seen it in the spirit? He says, what do you see? And he says, I see a branch of an almond tree.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Listen, it's
The Lord says, you have seen well.
Sure.
For I am ready to perform my word. It means there are times where we're seeing, but we're not seeing well. The words that the Lord Almighty, the El Shaddai, the Yahweh Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, the one that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we ask or think.
Yeah.
So what you're thinking matters. What you're seeing matters. It's more than just saying beautiful, fancy English language. Mm-hmm. It's about saying the things that you're seeing in the spirit, because he says, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.
Yeah. Sure. Sis Nokwazi, for those who maybe saw a miss, if I can put it that way, with regards to the vision of their business, and for those who are still struggling as to what is the vision of my business, or how can I, you know, draft it and implement it, can you take us through the importance of, you know, having a vision for one's business?
An organization is a legal entity. Mm-hmm. A person is a fully formed human being on earth. And what God does is when he places us on earth, we are born with a purpose. There's something that you are here to solve in and on this earth, right? So the vision is the faculty of perception to bring forth what doesn't yet exist in your life into existence. Mm. In the same way that when you're defining the legal entity of an organization, right, that's a legal entity. That's a fully formed entity.
Yeah.
Where is it going? What do you see in the future reality that you are bringing forth into existence? Mm. That's what the vision is, right? When we build visions for our business, how am I going to build a vision for OSA if I don't understand my purpose on earth?
Sure.
If I don't then understand when, because in the same way that in the book of Jeremiah, God gives a value proposition of why Jeremiah exists, right? What is his assignment?
Yeah.
And then he tells him what the value proposition is. He tells him the assignment, right? Mm-hmm. And then he says, what do you see?
Yeah.
And he tells him in terms of what he's seeing in the spiritual realm, and the Lord says you have seen well. When you understand your purpose on earth and you understand what God has called you to do, which is your assignment, you then need to see what he sees. So the vision cannot be, when you are a believer, be outside of God. When you see something, take it in the place of prayer and say, here's what I'm saying, because that's a place of fine tuning. This, that is like your own feelings and thoughts, and what is the spirit of the Lord saying? And when you walk out of that place of fasting and prayer and you've got a clarity of this that you perceive, and I'm telling you now, if it's too big for you to do it, then trust me, only God can make it come to fruition. And so this vision that we're building for organizations, when we are believers, when we're walking with Christ, is so that his mandate can be fulfilled on earth. And so it's always crystal clear, because God is never confused.
True.
The vision, how I would explain it for someone to understand, is that it has to be a just cause. You have to live and live for a cause that is far beyond self. I call it blessing others. That's what a vision entails, because it's a future reality. I can't set up an entire baking firm and I'm going to eat all of the cakes that I'm going to bake. I bake the cakes and I built it as an enterprise so that I can be a blessing to others. When someone eats that amazing cake, they come back and say, I've been blessed by this cake. When you are building a music album, you want the audience to enjoy it. They must be blessed, and you are ministering to them the word of God through the ministry of music. When you are a prophet to nations, you go and you impose the mind and the will of Christ so that people can be empowered and they can come to the knowledge of Christ. You are there to bless them with the word of God. When you're building a business, this is why businesses cannot sustain unless you're solving problems. If my problem that I am solving in the marketplace is that we are in the business of providing facilities management services whilst addressing transformational challenges of job creation, of inclusion of small businesses in the supply chain, yeah. then what we're doing is the value proposition of doing all of these amazing things. Mm-hmm. The vision is so that we can see transformation in our communities, so we can create jobs. That's the vision, to become a pan-African organization focused on outsourced solutions across the African continent, mm. thereby creating jobs for the communities where those entrepreneurs live. Right. Mm-hmm. So a vision needs to be a just cause. A vision for your business entrepreneur, it has to bless others. You need to get out of that mindset of me, myself, and I and start to be a blessing to others. And it has to have a future reality that does not yet exist. And mm-hmm. the purpose of the vision is to bring into manifestation, you know, that does not yet exist. And this is why you're bringing a future reality. And a vision, it is important to have as a business, because an organization, it moves towards the direction of the vision. Mm-hmm. If your vision is to create jobs, and yet I'm providing facilities management services, and we're also owning land and buildings, and we're doing all these various elements of training and development, ultimately everything that we do, it needs to create jobs. That's my mandate. Mm. When I'm sitting on this platform, I am doing the training and development of entrepreneurs. Why? Because work is at the core of human dignity. And creating jobs eradicates poverty in our communities. Yeah. So when you are empowered so that your business can sustain, firstly, you've created a job just for yourself and a livelihood for your family, but in that it builds the capacity for greater management, that you can bring in other people as employees so that you can give them the opportunity of a job. This is why what we do matters. Yeah. Yes, the services are what we do. I get called for training and development workshops. I get called for facilities management services. We get called for property acquisitions. We get called for all these various elements. But ultimately, my job is to create jobs. Whether I'm doing it on a media platform, when I'm doing it in a boardroom, whether I'm doing it in a workshop, whether I'm doing it in the services that we're providing to our corporate sector clients, ultimately we just want to create jobs. So I want you as an entrepreneur to start hoping again. To start believing again.
Yes.
To start dreaming again. Mm. Because what I want you to walk away with today is that a vision must be a blessing to others by being service oriented. So when I talked about a just cause, I'm talking about a service oriented. Someone else explains it in terms of, you can build a business and say, I want to be the best IT company. I want to be the best engineering firm. Based on what matrix? Because that is all based on one person just standing on a center stage, and it's me, myself, and I am the best in this. What if we started building the kind of engineering firms that drive the aspect of community building, that drive the aspects of people learning and understanding as young people that they can get into the engineering spaces? What if it becomes a little bit more than just you? Because a vision, when you think about it, some people may not have their own personal vision. Let's just put aside even the vision for your organization. It doesn't mean that you don't have a plan for your life. You can find someone who's got a vision that you believe in. This is what we say in our organization. We do business with people that believe what we believe in. It would be impossible for us to have a client who doesn't believe in transformation, who doesn't believe in job creation, who doesn't believe in enterprise development, development, because at the core of our value proposition, that's what ties us together. So the clients that don't believe what we believe in, that don't want to see change, that don't care, that want to be transactional with SMMEs and don't mind if they're running at a loss and don't mind if they end up in unexplainable losses with the work that they do, that's not a client that we can do business with, because we ourselves would fail dismally in that relationship, because it's transactional, it's not mutually beneficial. But also they're going to be shortchanged because they're chasing what we're not chasing. Whereas we find those clients that sit and say, listen, we have a portfolio of buildings, we want to see change in this built environment, we want to see small businesses being empowered. We want to see transformation in this billion rand industry of infrastructure management. And we want to see a change of women being empowered by getting contracts in these opportunities. Yeah. And we want to see training and development. Therefore, we are very intentional of change. That's the kind of client that we can do business with at OSA. Yeah. Because there's an alignment.
Yeah.
And not everyone would align with what we're doing, and we are okay with that. That's why we're not selling to everybody. We are intentional with business development with the clients that believe what we believe in. So when I'm talking about, you can find someone who's got a vision that resonates in your heart and in your spirit and in your personal objectives. The people that we work with at OSA, not even just the employees, it's because they believe what OSA believes in, being a legal entity, as well as the employees, right? And so even for me, I have to be very intentional with the things that I say no to, partly because I am on a mandate. I've got a vision in mind. There's certain things that I get invited to that don't resonate in my spirit, but also I cannot be a part of it because it doesn't line up with my vision, my personal vision, my personal vision to see change in communities, my personal vision to make sure that businesses are empowered, to make sure that emerging micro enterprises get access to supply chain opportunities, to make sure that there's transformation to enterprise development and job creation impact. So the reason why I want to encourage every business owner, every entrepreneur, everyone that is leading a home, everyone that's in a corporate institution, everyone that's in a community-based project, you have to go back and start to have clarity of the vision for your organization, for this mandate over your life, because that will define what kind of relationships you need to have around you. There are relationships that do not serve your vision. There are relationships that are taking away from your vision. A vision is so important, because if you don't see what God sees, then what are you doing with your life? I can't be off track. I'm so intentional with what we're doing in this new season, as I've always been my entire life. I just don't have the time to waste. I don't have time for someone that's dragging me down. I don't have time for someone telling me that you're never going to make it. I am only intentional with the relationships that are helping us build this vision of what God has placed inside of me. Because the day that we lead your Almighty, he'll ask you, did you know my son Jesus Christ? And this that he gave you as a purpose, he'll ask you, what did you do with it? I kind of wasted it and just be dilly-dallying with time, right? We need to start using this leveraging on relationships in pursuit of what God has told you to do. What CCFM is doing is life-changing. And for me, even though I wasn't a part of it and I was on the outside, I was looking at it and saying they are changing lives of communities. Everything that we build, and this is why entrepreneurs need to really be seriously considering being service-oriented, being a blessing to others by being service-oriented, is that at the core, everyone comes from a community. Whether a small community, whether a big community, you come from your home and your home is surrounded by others. Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, you know. We are who we are because we all are. There has to be something that's burning inside of you to say, it shouldn't just be about me baking my cakes and making money for me and my family, and me and I are going to be so okay. You know, there's everything inside of us. If all of us started taking so seriously this God-given mandate of our lives and we all did our bit, the change that would happen in those communities is absolutely unexplainable. The change that would happen in South Africa would be unexplainably phenomenal. The change in the African continent, this beautiful continent of ours, would be life-changing, because at the core of it is everyone deserves to live a dignified life. But there are some people that will never be able to help themselves in this lifetime. Your vision has to be embracing of others. It has to be blessing others at the core by being service oriented.
Sure, I love that. I love that. And you know what? We've opened up the line to you in 0617981075 for you to share the vision of your business as well. Send us, you know, voice notes, messages. We'd like to hear from you. Momo saying, what a powerful speaker. Yes, Momo, if you've got a business, send through the vision of the business that you have, so that Osis Nokwaza, she's here. Maybe she could, you know, give you some words of encouragement. But as we are still waiting on the folks to send through messages with regards to their vision, I know that with vision comes imagination, so that you can see it. Take us through the power of imagination.
I love Genesis 11. When you just said imagination, immediately I'm thinking about the story of Nimrod, Akush. The Tower of Babel. So they have this idea to see, he says, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to build this tower that will go up all the way into heaven, right? And he talks about this entire idea, but God goes and he looks at this. Was it actually built at the time? It was their thoughts being communicated. But this thing had not yet even been built. And God gives an instruction to say, these people, we're going to confuse this, because this that Nimrod was saying, he was speaking into existence something that did not yet exist. Right? And the power of imagination is, things are built twice. They are built first in the spirit before being built physically. How dare we go and build businesses when we haven't seen this full picture of what God has shown you in the spirit? This is why the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, what do you see? How do you go and build the ministry when you haven't seen what the Lord is saying? The imagination is so powerful, because when we were children, we dreamed. You saw yourself in a radio station speaking to people, and your reality of what you were saying was as real as humanly possible. Let me tell you, when I was growing up, I saw myself speaking. I didn't know the word boardroom at the time, but it was in a room and everyone was listening to me. And fast forward like years later, we have offices in Ilovo, and we have a glass office where it's like literally standing glass partition this way. And I was sitting on this side, and I was having a meeting with these people, and it was a house converted into offices. And I remember vividly, I remembered, I've seen this before as a kid. I'm speaking and everyone is listening to me. And fast forward years later, I'm sitting in Durban in our offices, and so we've got these windows right throughout, and I'm having a meeting in a sales meeting, sitting this side, and my entire team is sitting this way. And
again,
in that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded me.
Sure.
And I knew, I've seen this picture as a child. I'm speaking and everyone is listening to me. Entrepreneur, business owner, believer in Christ, there's power in imagination. We've stopped believing, we stopped imagining because of the trauma and the pain and some of these things that we've been through. Failure does not mean that God is not able. It's just part of the process. We need to start embracing the things that have failed. You take away what you've learned from it, you go and reapply it, and just run. It doesn't define you. There's no way failure could possibly ever define me, because I know who I'm serving. He is able. I'd rather be Nokwazi plus God, because if I fail, it's not on me. That I can tell you with certainty. And that's the kind of attitude you need to have as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You need to, when he shows you this thing, you've got to believe. Guys, believing. It's more than just saying words. And I know that there's an importance in terms of speaking the words, but you have to believe it. The transformation needs to happen in your mind. It needs to happen in your heart. You need to have a conviction in your spirit. Like you know. Yeah. Because the power of imagination is that this thing can only manifest as you see it.
You need to
see those hotels that you own.
Come on. You need
to see those buildings of offices that you own. Sure. You need to see your employees wearing your uniform. You need to see those printing houses under your name. You need to see the church, the iconic building of what God is showing you in your ministry.
Yeah.
You need to see this fashion house, and you need to see your models going around that ramp wearing that beautiful fashion wear that you're putting together. You need to see it, and you need to see the impact. You need to see your communities being transformed with your value proposition. When you can imagine it, it can come to manifestation, because there's power in imagining. In the story of Genesis 11, they decide they are building a tower that will go up to heaven, and God says, wait. He talks about it as if it's already been constructed and built. It means God could see the completion of it.
Yeah.
This is why we need to start understanding and meditating on the word of God.
Yeah.
Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we could ask." Ask, when I'm going into prayer and I'm petitioning, I'm asking. Or think. My thoughts are also praying.
They are.
So as you're praying and you're saying, God, I'm trusting you for this business, and I'm saying you're going to give me this R1 million that I need to go and buy equipment. As soon as you're saying it and your thoughts are saying, nah, it's not going to happen. It's not, your thoughts are right. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You have to line up. What you're saying and what you're thinking needs to line up.
True.
I can't be sitting and saying I'm building a pan-African organization in the African continent and the systems in place don't talk about being able to multiply what we're doing in South Africa to be able to replicate it throughout the rest of the continent.
Yeah.
The mind is also telling me a narrative. Now, I can't be saying something and my mind is telling me something different. This thing needs to line up. And this is why you need to transform your mind with the word of God. You need to transform your mind with adequate knowledge and skills. It's not that we don't have enough knowledge. Right? It's the understanding and the comprehension that we need in the knowledge that we have acquired. It's a comprehension of the word of God. It's being able to have revelation. Revelation is really the knowledge plus understanding. The things that we talk about, it's because when you've spent enough time equipping yourself with knowledge and skills and understanding, and understanding what God is saying about that situation, you don't talk about it from a theoretical perspective. You talk about it based on experience, partly because you have done the groundwork of not just saying things, but believing and trusting. You trust everything that God says as if you were a baby. When I say to your baby, I'm going to buy you a helicopter tomorrow, that baby really believes they're going to get a helicopter tomorrow. And you come back and you give them like a little thing from Toys R Us, and they're so fascinated. In their world, what you say is reality. And that's what, when God says it, he speaks as if he's speaking to himself. He's saying it because it is, he is the only one that is able. You know, when we say God is not a man, he does not lie. It's because he has the ability, two things. He's got the integrity that what he says he will keep. That's number one. But he has the ability. Ability is the ability to bring something into existence. So when God says you're blessed, he's not trying to figure out how am I going to bless CCFM. He means you are blessed. You need to take it, believe it, take the vision that he's given you, and go and execute.
Sure, I love it. You know what, time, it's working against us today. Uma was saying, fashion house, wow, I want to open my own clothing store next year. Aline is saying, absolutely powerful woman of God. Someone was asking if what church you attend. They want to... Dobone, who is this blessed woman uttering such blissful words of wisdom? Hey, lady, you need to invite me to your church. Do you have a book, a website? Gosh, an email address, something. This one is from Nigel. And yes, before I let you go, because of time, and I believe maybe like next week, we have to touch on the last point that we were going to discuss, the power of mastery. We need to touch on that, even if it's next week, just for a good 5 minutes. But just to answer Nigel, where can people find you?
Okay, so Unlocked with Nogwazi for an Empowered Africa. You can check us out at also YouTube channel on YouTube. It's basically a platform where we post a lot of the videos so that we can encourage, we can inform, we can impart, we can inspire so that there's impact in relation to the business that you're building. And you can also see us on our website. Our company is called OSA Group. And the third point is my email is nogwazi@osagroup.co.za. We are going to be having an amazing business and entrepreneurship conference, which we'll be announcing soon. So all of these extraordinary entrepreneurs and businesses will be coming through. If you don't have a church, our church is New Birth Winners Church, and we fellowship at Cape Sun on Adderley Road. If you don't have a place of worship, we're there every morning on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. It's Cape Sun. It's in Cape Town CBD, and it's New Birth Winners Church. You can check out our website. But personally, our brand as a business is OSA. And obviously, we have partnered with this extraordinary organization called CCFM for Unlocked with Nogwazi. You guys are extraordinary. You guys are beautiful. You guys are wonderful. I want to say this to every business and owner and entrepreneur. Don't give up. Pursue with everything that you've got. And use that thing that's a limitation in your life as an advantage. Find a way to reconcile what you've lost, you have lost. What was traumatic was traumatic. Your upbringing, you cannot change it. What matters is what you do to be able to get up and walk past those things that look impossible. This that looks like a limitation, I'm telling you now, will become your biggest strength, your biggest advantage, the biggest thing that become a way to minister to others. You are great. You are phenomenal. You are wonderful. And we're here to change our African continent for the better.
Oh, you are great. You are phenomenal. You are amazing, Sis Nogwazi. Cannot wait to chat to you next week. I know that you requested a song.
Yay!
Nathaniel with See What the Lord Has Done.
See?
But before I play that, I quickly have to go to the store and pay some of our bills. Quickly, in under 30 seconds, next week, what can we expect?
Next week, we've got the biggest bank in the African continent. They are unlocking to us access to capital. We want to know how to get funding from them. We want to know about their business development support program for SMMEs. Stay tuned. It's going to be phenomenal. The following week, I've got the most extraordinary, extraordinary pastor and thought leader. We're going to unlock tithing.
Ooh.
Yay. Yay. Come what on. Does it mean from a business front? And thereafter, we've got the Western Cape government coming in to tell us about what they're doing to create a conducive environment for SMMEs to thrive.
Awesome. I love it. And you have to make sure that you always tune in every Wednesday, 10:15. We are Unlocking with Nogwazi. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Right. It is now at 10:54. We've got news top of the hour. Before I can play her requested tracks, we've got to go pay our bills.
CCFM 107.5,
changing lives for good.